Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. So, it is time to once again talk to a writer. When you think about superlatives, a writer that is the superlative on the superlative website of its type in the gun culture, and that is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Glad to be here.
Let's kick off with this cat in Minnesota who just got off after shooting at the cops. I didn't read into this because I want to hear about this.
It's a fascinating story, and it's gotten a little bit of play nationally. And the initial reaction in much of the gun culture is, how can this happen? How come somebody shoot at the cops and be found not guilty? Well, when you read the details, it's easily understandable. What had happened, this was in Minneapolis during the first set of riots about George Floyd. And it's on Saturday night, 5 days after George Floyd died in police custody. A curfew was put in place the day before, on Friday. And at about 11 p.m., there's an unmarked white police van prowling around the parts of Minneapolis where some of the worst rioting and protests had happened. And this van has the lights off. It has no obvious markings. And the door, I'm presuming the side door, is open. And it has a number of Minneapolis Police Department SWAT team members inside. They are armed with 40-millimeter launchers loaded with rubber bullets to disperse rioters. Now, there are some regular police cars following the van, but they're at a little bit of a distance, and they have all their lights turned off as well. And the officers in the van have been given orders to fire these 40-millimeter rubber bullets at people who are violating the curfew. But the SWAT officers have not been told to identify themselves or to give any warning before they fire. It's, in fact, from the body cam transcript, the orders are just the opposite. The sergeant tells the people in the van, his team, which are kind of, they haven't worked extensively together before. It's not like it's a well-practiced team. It's sort of like a catch-all group, and there's others of them apparently in the city as well. But in this van, the sergeant tells them, the first effers we see, we're just hammering them with 40s. But fortunately, the police don't just fire at everybody they see. They fire without warning at who they decide to fire at. It's hard to know exactly what their criteria was. So at the same time, there's this young man who is a truck driver from St. Paul. He's also a veteran, and he has no criminal record, and he has a Minnesota carry permit. His name is Jaleel Stalling, and he's outraged at what he saw on TV about the George Floyd incident, and he decided that he wanted to participate in the protest, and he'd come over from St. Paul. It's not very far. They call them the Twin Cities, to Minneapolis. And he was out, and he was violating curfew on Saturday night, but he had seen a number of police cars go by with their lights on, and they just ignored him. And he said that it made sense that he didn't think anybody was enforcing the curfew unless the people were being violent. So now we have these two primary actors, the white van with officers inside, and Jaleel Stalling. Stallings is in a parking lot. The van comes to where they can see him. He's about 70 feet away, standing next to his pickup truck. As soon as they can see him, officers inside open fire with the 40 millimeters. One of them hits him in the lower chest. Another one hits his pickup truck. He has a carry permit. He's armed with a Micro Draco pistol, which is kind of a very short AK type of firearm, but it's legally a pistol.
Right.
So he's hit in the chest, and as something hits his vehicle, and he hears, no doubt, the 40 millimeters being fired, and he returns fire back at the van, which has no markings, it's dark, and nobody has declared themselves to be police. By the way, just a few seconds before the van came into sight, a person ran by him yelling, "They're shooting, they're shooting." So he's kind of like cued to go off. So he gets hit. He fires three or four shots back with the Mini Draco pistol. The rounds appear to have hit in the on the asphalt in front of the van. No officer is struck. The officers jump out of the van yelling, "Shots fired, shots fired." And at that point, Stalling says he realized they were police officers. He puts his weapon on the ground, away from his body, lays face down on the pavement with his hands above his head. And we know all this happened because Stallings, after he was arrested, was able to hire an attorney, and the attorney got the body camera video, and he wanted to include it in the court record. But a judge wasn't so sure, so a judge reviewed all the body cam video, and then he made transcripts from the body cam video for the trial with a different judge. So I thought that was a, you know, reasonably decent procedure. So the officers approach Stalling, and it takes them about 20 seconds to get to him because they're being kind of cautious. Makes sense. Shots fired. Some bullets have gotten close to you. So they get up to him. He's not resisting. He's lying on the ground, hands above the head, face down. And they beat on him for about 30 seconds. And if you look at his booking picture, the mugshot, he's pretty bruised up around the face. So they arrest him. And what they say is, well, it wasn't really a shooting incident that the police are required to investigate very thoroughly because what we fired were not lethal rounds. We fired these 40 caliber rubber bullets, so that's not really shooting. And since it's not a shooting incident, then the police are not separated, the officers are not questioned separately, and it's not considered a shooting incident for police investigative purposes.
Hang on right there. I really want to hear the end of this. This article is on the front page right now at Ammoland.com. It is fascinating. It is well worth your time to go check that out. Ammoland.com. The title of the article is, what is the title of the article? It is Man Not Guilty in Self-Defense Case Against Police During Minneapolis Riots. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mike's Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out. DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and this is a very interesting article here simply because of so many questions it asks or begs to ask and all this other stuff. This is a self-defense incident that happened in the middle of a riot. Please continue where you were at, please, because I really want to hear about this.
At this time, which was on Saturday evening, there wasn't much organized rioting going on. It had died down quite a bit. But there is a curfew in effect, and I'm sure that the officers were frustrated because they had not been allowed to do their jobs earlier. The politicians above them refused to allow them to protect property and defend the city, essentially. But by this time on Saturday, they had assistance from the National Guard, and things were being brought into order. So there were groups out there protesting, but it wasn't nearly as violent as it had been a couple days earlier. So they shoot these 40-millimeter rubber bullets at Stalling. He's hit. He fires back. They yell, "Shots fired, shots fired." They come out. They approach him, and then they start beating on him. And the official accounts in the police reports and the body cam videos kind of diverge. And if Stalling hadn't been able to get out of jail and hire a good attorney, we probably would not have had this result. But Stalling was bailed out with a $75,000 cash bail bond paid by the Minnesota Freedom Fund. And I want to be clear that I do not believe this is the fund that Kamala Harris contributed to for protests out in Portland. I think this is a different organization that is native to Minnesota and that these people believe that there are injustices, and I think that's not unreasonable to believe that, in the bail bond system. And with the George Floyd thing, they got an infusion of cash, and they applied some of that to bail out Stalling, Jaleel Stalling. And so he was able to get a good attorney. The attorney gets the body cam videos, and they find that in the police reports, the police lied about what happened. That's not good to go to trial and be able to show that the police lied. They said he was resisting. He wasn't resisting. They made some statements about, one of the officers said afterwards that he'd seen a firearm, but there's nothing to indicate that in the early reports. And then one of the minor issues, but of course it seems like a big deal to us, is the officers consistently refer to the Micro Draco as a rifle, although it's a pistol. It doesn't have any stock. It has a short barrel, but it does have a 30-round magazine.
Right.
So the attorney goes over the videos. The judge makes transcripts, and I have a link to those transcripts. Anybody can read them. In the article, there's a link, and the jury listens to the testimony. It's unclear if they saw the video. I'm not sure about that, because they did make the transcripts, and they probably made those available first, and maybe the video is not as clear. But the jury, after a five-day trial, acquits him of all charges, Stalling, I'm talking about, by reason of self-defense. Now, because I mentioned earlier that this was not considered a shooting incident because the police did not shoot lethal rounds, well, because of that, the investigation is different. Not only are they not questioned separately, but when it comes to the trial where they're required to make statements, they're allowed to watch the body cam video so that they can decide what they have to say at trial. And what they say at trial is contradictory sometimes to what they put down in their official reports when they first reported the incident. From what I can tell, as of the end of the trial, which is only a few days ago, there had not been any disciplinary action taken against the officers. But it kind of makes sense. They probably would not do it while the trial was in progress. although they did it in the Derek Chauvin case, George Floyd case, but they didn't do it here. And then, so there may be disciplinary action yet to come. And what I did, I made some commentary after this, and I said that basically it appears to me the police and the residents were set up by the media with the inflammatory video of George Floyd, and everybody jumped on that bandwagon, including Hannity and Limbaugh at the time. Nobody took the time to try to analyze carefully and determine whether there really was any due process being followed or whether the officer was guilty or not. They just all said, hang him, right from the start.
Right.
And with that, and then the Democrat government of Minnesota making inflammatory statements about white supremacists coming to the area and wanting to harm people of color. Actually, the defendant in this case, Jaleel Stalling, said that he heard that, and that's one of the reasons he armed himself at the riots, is he didn't want white supremacists harming people. Now, it turns out that was unsubstantiated. The police never reported there were white supremacists, and in fact, they were angered by this so-called report, and at least one officer testified in the Chauvin trial that they wanted to get out there and arrest people to show that the government was wrong in what, well, let's see, I think it was the mayor made a comment there, and then there was another official, and it may have been the governor. I'm not quite sure about that. But they there were several officials that made these unsubstantiated inflammatory statements. When they actually discovered who was there and pushing violence, it tended to be out-of-town activists that were far left or anarchists. Sounds like a pretty good description of Antifa to me.
Hang on for me.
Go ahead.
Coming up on the break, I want to hear about this. This is because we're about to get to the question and answer session coming from me, Mr. Weingarten. You can find this on the front page at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Ida may cost upwards of $95 billion in damages across the United States. AccuWeather initially saying the cost of repairs could be as much as $80 billion. The agency saying the U.S. economy could feel the impacts of the storm for the rest of the year. During the White House press briefing on Wednesday, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack spoke to reporters about the economic hit farmers have taken during the pandemic.
The reality is today that farmers are losing money on cattle, on hogs, and poultry that they're selling at a time when consumers are seeing higher prices at the grocery store.
The Biden administration saying major meat packers are raising consumer prices and hurting farmers while recording record profits. This is USA Radio News. Folks in Mexico are recovering from an early morning earthquake.
The mayor of Acapulco, Mexico, Adela Roman, is reporting nervous breakdowns because so many aftershocks, natural gas leaks, and landslides. A 7.1 earthquake struck just outside Acapulco, Mexico, about 2 a.m. local time Wednesday morning. Electricity and telephone lines have gone out for nearly 1.6 million people in the area. Buildings were reported to have been shaking in Mexico City, 230 miles away from the quake's epicenter. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Americans are satisfied with how safe they feel while on the job. A new Gallup survey puts the number of workers who are completely satisfied at 72%. That number also applies when looking at how employees view their relationships with coworkers. The number sat just at 65% last year during the coronavirus pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, we're hearing the story of this shooting where somebody shot at the police and got off for self-defense. And the more I'm hearing about it, the more I understand it. I'm going to let you finish your points you want to make, because I got a bunch of questions about that I want to ask.
Oh, good. I'm looking forward to the questions. Basically, it appears to me that the police, the media, and mostly leftist politicians incited the public to basically claim the police were a bunch of racists and doing nasty stuff. The police didn't like it. The police didn't like that their city was being burned down and they couldn't do much of anything. They didn't like false accusations. And they were out, I think, highly emotional and looking to get revenge at people that they thought burned down the city.
Right.
It doesn't excuse their actions of going around in an unmarked van and just firing 40 millimeter grenades, well, not grenades, rubber bullets, big difference, at people that they presumed were somehow acting inappropriately. And I think it's reasonable, and I believe the jury saw it the same way. Then you get hit in the chest with a projectile and you hear a pop as if from a firearm that you fire back. And that's what happened in this case. Unfortunately, the police and residents were put at odds. Violence was encouraged. In my opinion, the purpose was to motivate black voters to vote against President Trump, who was portrayed as a racist. And it appears to have worked, because President Trump lost the disputed 2020 elections by a narrow margin.
I don't think he had more black voters voting for him this time than any Republican president in quite some time.
Yes,
it didn't work as well as they wanted it to. I'll put it that way.
No, I don't think so. I think you are correct, and they expected, they being the left, expected to take decisive control of the Senate and the House, which they took control, but just by very narrow margins.
Yeah. So then, are you ready for some questions, sir?
I will. And, you know, I may or may not know the answers. We'll see.
Well, first things first, in, with all the stuff that you've written and all the places, all the things that you've covered over time, when the police, if the police are going to open fire on you, do they have to announce that they're the police?
What we've seen is that it used to be that police could get away, let's say, they without announcing very clearly. But as more and more digital recording devices have gotten out there, they can't. And I have seen over time, at first they were quite rare circumstances where a citizen would shoot at police or occasionally even wound a police officer. And it would then, they would be arrested and it would go to trial. And occasionally they would not be charged. I mean, they would not be convicted. With self-defense being the obvious answer. And those cases have become more common, and police have generally become more careful as the proliferation of digital recording devices has permeated our society. That's what I think is going on. Let me give you an example. Now, I was not there, okay, but this was a very close friend of mine who I believe his parents owned a cop bar in St. Louis, Missouri, back in the 1970s, early 1970s. And he heard stories that the police told because they were at the bar talking to each other and he'd overhear them. So this is, that's the context that this comes from. And he heard back in the early 70s, he heard a police officer talking about how he'd just gotten a .44 Magnum pistol, and he and a buddy or two went out in their police car around black neighborhoods, shooting the pistol near people, near black people, to scare them just as a lark, about 1970, 71 or so. Now, that's 50 years ago, so it's a long time ago, and we've gotten a lot better. But it reminds me a little bit about this case where there was rioting that they were trying to tamp down that had gone on, and they're firing these 40-millimeter rubber bullets. So I think things have gotten a lot better in the last 50 years, and part of it is, frankly, the technological changes where you can't get away with fabricating events as easily.
Well, there's that, I'm sure. Now, with this guy, where they were shooting at him with non-lethals.
Right.
Does that matter that they were non-lethal? If they engage him and if they're trying to hurt him, which I would presume the reason they're trying to shoot him with anything is to subdue him and to get him to quit because he hurts, which
well,
is what non-lethal.
Yeah, they're trying to discourage people from breaking curfew, I think is what they were trying to do. That's what they say. It depends which side you're looking on. From the police side, it certainly makes a difference if you're shooting non-lethals or not. But from the defender side, you're getting shot at by somebody. You don't really know they're non-lethal. The van's not marked. All you hear is a pop and you get hit. It doesn't make near as much difference from your side.
Right.
And that's what the jury agreed with.
Yeah. They have to, is he suing them in civil court now as well?
Well, the latest, the latest article I read was that he was in, considering civil lawsuit. I suspect, consider this, the, George Floyd family for an incident, you know, much more publicized, and George Floyd died, they were awarded $27 million without hardly any effort. I mean, they just voted to settle $27 million, bam. Well, you know, this guy wasn't killed, but he was hurt, and he was dragged through the court. Yeah, it looks to me like it ought to be worth at least $1 million.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one thing.
Minneapolis just throwing out money. $1 million ain't that much compared. Isn't that much compared to $27 million?
No, it's It's 26 times cheaper. But what I'm saying is that, with police departments, and I understand that they are beleaguered in a lot of things, but they can't just take a guy down after they light him up without even telling him that they're cops and beat him and expect to just, you just can't do that.
I mean, did you see the picture of Jaleel Stalling? He's got some pretty good bruises, and that was taken the same day that he was beat off. I mean, they think they may have broken one of the orbital bones for one of his eyes, his right eye probably.
That takes an awful lot of force to break an orbital socket.
Yeah.
A lot of force. That's not something you just do.
Well, they were hitting him and kicking at him. I don't know if they used any batons. I didn't mention that.
Well, we're coming up on the last break. Hang on for me if you would. This article is ripped straight from the front page at Amoland.com. It's about the first quarter way down on the left. Well worth the read simply because of what it is and because of what it reveals. And that's why you would go looking for it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092.
800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last time on the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. We've been talking to Dean Weingarten. This fascinating article coming out of Minnesota where somebody fired at the police and got off on self-defense. You always manage to find these that are interesting where the police sort of jump the gun. How egregious do you find this one to be considering some of the other ones you've covered?
This is very egregious because the police gave no warning. There was no attempt to announce themselves. There was no identification. They're in this unmarked van. They deliberately turned their lights off. They, in the body cam video transcripts, they deliberately talk about how they want to draw people in. They actually want to get people, somehow coax people to get closer so they can hit them harder with these 40 millimeter rubber bullets without warning. I mean, it's hard to justify it in just about any context. Fortunately, it doesn't appear to have been widespread. It appears to have been mostly this one van out of all the police assets that were out there. I haven't read any other reports about indiscriminate use of 40 millimeter rubber bullets. I try to see both sides of an incident. Put myself in their place, and I can believe that the police were frustrated, angry, wanted to fight back somehow. This was the wrong way to do it. And I don't know what will happen to these officers, but I suspect something will happen. They should at least get some disciplinary notes in their file. They may have fines. They may actually get fired. I don't know what will happen.
Do you think, like when I watch video of combat troops moving around and doing operations, and I see them coming up on somebody, they seem to be able to control their emotion a little better than police seem to do in some cases. Like in this case, where they had been fired upon, they decided they wanted to beat this guy when they got him down. And, you know, how many of them took him down? I mean, was he in control? Was he in custody?
What's amazing is he had already made himself helpless. He put himself on the ground, face down, hands above his head, not moving, basically spread eagle, set the gun aside to where he couldn't reach it. So this was pure retaliation on their part. And what I found incredible was they're wearing, at least some of them, were wearing body cams. And they apparently were not deterred by the idea that all of this was being recorded. And they, in their reports, they tried to convince people that this guy was resisting when there's video of him not resisting. So these police seem to me to have been very arrogant in their belief that they were beyond any countermeasures or control, that they just they could do what they wanted, and they thought that it was okay to beat on this guy because he had fired at them when they never even announced themselves. There seemed to be virtually no empathy at all for what he was going through or what position he was in. I mean, you try to, if you have any sense, you try to figure out what's going on in the other guy's head. So that just makes you more effective. There doesn't seem to have been any of that in this case. Now, one officer went up to the others and said, that's enough, you know. And the beating did not go on for minutes. It went on for about 30 seconds. But you've got two or three people beating on a guy who's not resisting, you can do a lot of damage in 30 seconds.
Do you think this has to do with qualified immunity? I mean, we've talked about qualified immunity before.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I think there needs to be a line of demarcation where you look at the incident and you say to yourself, okay, qualified immunity is out the window on this one. You guys are going to be facing more than just civil stuff here. This is going to be some criminal charges. Should the police be doing that themselves? I mean, why have these body cameras if they're not going to use them to maintain some semblance of rules and order is my question.
Well, it was very interesting to read, and I urge people, if they're interested, to go to the link and read the actual transcripts that the judge prepared. Not the trial judge. He prepared the transcripts, and then those went to a different judge for trial. And he actually comes up with a lot of reasons and sort of excuses and saying, you know, it's a highly emotional situation. And so you can kind of get an idea where he's coming from and trying to say, you know, the police are not entirely to blame here because of this, that, and the other thing. I don't know if these officers are going to lose their jobs, and I don't know that there'll be any criminal charges. But there needs to be some kind of an accounting just so that the public feels that police cannot just get away with doing anything they want and never be held to account. I mean, even though you're all emotional because somebody just shot in your direction, well, you just fired at people without any warning out of an unmarked van. Did you think that they were all just going to run away and take it and not do anything? I mean, and it was in this fellow's mind, Jaleel Stalling, there was a credible threat, too. I mean, his government had told him that there were racists out there prowling around trying to hurt black people. So here's a white van. People shoot at it at you and hit you. You're supposed to just do nothing? And it doesn't make any sense. And the jury obviously understood all that. So something will likely happen to these police. I'm not sure exactly what. The most egregious part of this is, as far as I'm concerned, is not as much the beating, but that they lied. They falsified reports.
Should that be a criminal charge?
I think.
I would think so.
It probably is a crime. And
isn't that obstruction of justice?
I would think it would be. Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, we can sit here and double guess this all day long.
I'm working on another story similar.
But we're about to run out of time.
Put a teaser out there.
Okay.
I actually wounded an officer in Texas, and they did not even take him to trial. The jury no-billed him.
Wow. That'll be interesting to discuss, that no billing stuff. I just, you know, here's the thing. And right now, if you look at stuff, right now, America does not have confidence in the government. They don't have confidence in the military. We got to have confidence in the cops. And if you don't have confidence in the cops, and if you're out there, if they have this us versus them attitude towards us, how long is it before that devolves to where we have the us versus them attitude towards them? And there's just not enough of them for them to be able to even fight that, if that were to be what occurred. So
if you're going to have a civil society, you have to have some belief in the criminal justice system.
Yep. So if you're going to have one that's functioning anyway, right?
Yeah, exactly.
If you're going to have one that's functioning, you got to have faith. You can find Dean's stuff. You can find this article on the front page at ammoland.com. Thank you very much for joining me this afternoon, sir.
It is always a pleasure.
Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. I hammer on this because it is the linchpin of every other freedom in the United States. This has been Lock and Load.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase.
Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.